The European Central Bank's Policy Setting Governing Council is holding a rare, unscheduled meeting today to discuss the turmoil in bond markets. Bond yields have risen sharply since the ECB promised a series of interest rate hikes last Thursday, with some countries in the EU, like Italy, facing much bigger borrowing costs than others. The last time the ECB held an unscheduled meeting was when it decided to spend 1.7 trillion euro to buy bonds to deal with the pandemic. Meanwhile, the rate of increase in house prices here has slowed down for the first time in a year and a half. They're up just over 14% in the year to the end of April. Seamus Coffey lectures in economics at UCC. He was head of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. Seamus Coffey, good afternoon to you. What's going on at the ECB in your view?
Yes, I suppose surprised that there might be an unscheduled or what could be considered an emergency meeting, and that meeting actually has just finished, and the ECB have issued quite a short statement. So I think, as you set out there, their concerns are about what's happening with the borrowing costs of government, these so-called bond yields, and maybe we're back to 2010 and 2011 again, where we look at the borrowing costs of countries, and these have risen and risen quite sharply in recent weeks, in part because of announcements that the ECB itself has made about its desire to increase interest rates. Now, the ECB hasn't increased interest rates, but it has indicated it will do so in July and in September. And of course, in response to that, markets see these interest rates rising, and they've seen a government bond yields rise, the cost of borrowing for governments to rise. And of course, there's uncertainty out there about the impact of inflation, the possibility of a recession, and whether governments will struggle to roll over some of the finance they have. So if you take Italy, for example, their 10-year bond yield rose to 4%. So that would mean if they were issuing new bonds, they'd be spending more and more money on interest. Now, the ECB have said governments should be facilitative and accommodative and support their economies, but difficult for a government to be supporting its economy if it's spending more money and interest. So the ECB called this meeting this morning, and one of the key issues they're looking at is fragmentation of the euro area. That's differences in these borrowing costs. And what the ECB have decided today is that they will address this by maybe buying additional Italian government bonds to try and bring those yields down.
Okay, so if they're trying to deal with the cost of borrowing for countries, what's this going to mean for the cost of borrowing for us?
Yeah, so the ECB is in a bit of a contradictory position. They have this position of trying to control or curb inflation, and of course inflation in the euro area is very rapid, running close to 8%, far above the target the ECB has set itself of close to 2%. So the ECB itself is increasing interest rates and maybe slowing down other purchases of bonds to try and slow down inflation. And from a household and a business perspective, we are likely to see interest rates rise. In fact, in Ireland, you can see it with some lenders announcing increases in their fixed mortgage rates over recent days in response to what the ECB is doing. So it's like a given with one hand and taken with the other. They're increasing borrowing costs for some and trying to control it for certain governments.
Okay, but we knew last week that we were likely to see an interest rate rise of some description in July and possibly again in September. Does today move mean that those increases are going to be higher than we expected?
No, I think they're still on the cards. And the ECB have been very clear with what they call their forward guidance about telling us when the interest rate rises would happen. We know it'll be a quarter of a percentage point in July, and they've indicated that it will be at least a quarter of a percentage point in September, perhaps even as high as 0.5%. So I don't think those forward guidance have changed. But if you look at the impact just the meeting has had, yesterday the Italian government 10-year bond yield was 4.2%. When the meeting was called, that dropped to 3.8%. So it's clear like the ECB has huge power, but they're dealing with a kind of a common currency area with different countries and different outcomes. And whether they can, as they say, limit this fragmentation across the euro area, it's a difficult needle to thread.
With apologies for all the lunchtime maths, more numbers before we let you go. Irish house prices rising very fast, over 14% year on year to the end of April. But it was 15% until the end of March. And this is the first time that we have seen a slowdown in the rate of increase in over a year and a half. Why?
Yes, we're all percentages today. Yeah, so I think it still must be recognised that the house prices continue to rise. It's just that the rate of increase has slowed down a bit. We're still looking at eye-watering levels of 14% on a year-on-year basis. I think just given rates of change, they can't keep going up. You can't get a percentage increase that gets higher and higher, and has risen from being around 2, 3% per annum maybe 18 months ago, now up to this 14, 15%. And even on a monthly basis, house prices rose in the most recent month. The CSO is publishing mentioned the figures for. So even though the annual increase moderated slightly on a month-on-month basis, they continued to rise. So we're not necessarily seeing house price inflation returning to more acceptable levels. It still is quite high, and this is perhaps just a fluctuation around a very high level. Moving from 15 to 14% isn't a very significant fall.
Seamus Coffey, thank you.